healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I've known Scott Hammond, state senator from Las Vegas, for a while now. He is really fit to be tied, though, by that story about the firm that did COVID testing. And something like 96% of their findings were in error. And yet they get the state's contract and they're processing all of the. How many people do you think had to stay home because they tested positive? How many people you think got booted out of work for 5 days, 10 days, whatever it is, and the tests were simply wrong? That makes no sense at all. We'll get a chance to visit with Scott Hammond about that. Also, a primary election coming up. The 28th is early voting, and June 14 is election day. And then what? They've got 10 days to count votes and add votes and whatever. This is such a bizarre way to do an election. And I'll be honest with you. People have asked me, what do you think? Is this one of those things that's going to work? You know, the ballot harvesting, the at-home voting. Is that all going to work? Or is it possible that this is going to be another boondoggle? That this is going to be another one of those examples where government just doesn't do stuff like this really well? The U.S. military does stuff great. If there's a hurricane, when Katrina and all the problems in New Orleans, they sent in the military and stuff got fixed. Stuff got done. But government, by and large, is not very good at things like this, especially elections. And by the way, we told you yesterday, you may not have known, Nye and Esmeralda County are going back to paper ballots. Maybe we should, too. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Candidate for Senate fought for veterans, protected law enforcement, and defended Nevada from federal overreach as Attorney General. And only one Republican for Senate is endorsed by Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
We've all learned that when the going gets tough, some Republicans, and unfortunately many others, just run for the hills. As president, I learned who to count on in the fight to save our great country. And there's no one more trustworthy in Nevada than Adam Laxalt, a great guy, a really great guy. He served our country in Iraq, and he was one of the toughest AGs in all of America. He fought to stop unfair elections, sanctuary cities, and open borders. Adam Laxalt always puts America first and has my complete and total endorsement.
Adam Laxalt, a proven leader endorsed by Nevada's law enforcement. The Republican you can trust to put Nevada first.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A man wanted in an apparently unprovoked fatal shooting aboard a New York City subway train has surrendered to police. That's hours after authorities posted his name and photo on social media and implored the public to help find him. 25-year-old Andrew Abdullah turned himself in at a Manhattan precinct to face charges in the death of 48-year-old Daniel Enriquez. Enriquez shot to death while heading to brunch Sunday morning.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's facing legal troubles, is in a Republican primary runoff against George P. Bush.
The outcome in America's biggest red state tests how much weight the Bush name still carries.
It's not about dynasties. It's not about some sort of myth.
George P. Bush, the grandson of President George W. Bush, says it's about the right people for the right offices.
I think anybody can plainly see that we've got a crook right now in our top law enforcement position who continually abuses office.
But Republican voter Suzanne Grishman says she's for Paxton.
He has a proven track record.
Paxton's awaiting trial on security fraud charges after being indicted in 2015. I'm Julie Walker.
Along with Texas, today's election day in four other states, Georgia, Alabama, and Arkansas holding regular primaries, and Minnesota has a special election. Also at townhall.com, Republican lawmakers in Indiana have voted to override the GOP governor's veto of a bill banning transgender females from competing in girls' school sports, and will join more than a dozen other states adopting similar laws. Senators voting 32 to 15 in favor of overriding Governor Eric Holcomb, following the same action by the House earlier in the day. On Wall Street, a mixed close, the Dow ahead 33 points, the NASDAQ down 275. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-690-4040. That's 1-800-690-4040. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-690-4040. That's 1-800-690-4040.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
It's 104, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. More than 1,000 Madison Square Garden Entertainment Corporation employees and construction workers gathered together at the MSG Sphere at the Venetian today to watch the last piece of that gigantic three-dimensional jigsaw puzzle piece put into place at that 366-foot-tall entertainment venue. The Sphere is scheduled to open in late 2023. It is expected to be the most innovative entertainment venue ever built, with wraparound digital screens inside and out. The exterior screen, fully programmable, will have the capability of projecting imagery of a preset program or even a live broadcast of something that's actually going on inside the facility. Well, the Las Vegas Aces won their fifth straight WNBA game, easily beating the LA Sparks 104-76 at the Michelob Ultra Arena last night, while tying the league's record for three-pointers and setting several franchise records. The now 7-1 Aces hit 18 three-pointers, tying the league's record for the most threes in a game. The team's seven threes in the first quarter and 11 in the first half were also Franchise Records.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
They're trying to set a record for the most orange cones on Interstate 515, I do believe, as well. That's where the construction is between Main and Eastern, both directions. Only one lane is available after 9 p.m., so do give yourself some extra time to squeeze through.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. And I tell you what, somebody who has been on the show many, 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 many times, and he has not been on for a while, and we've missed him. He is Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, and he joins us. Scott, what have you been up to, my friend?
Oh, a whole lot. First of all, it is great to be on again with you. I listen to you all the time still, but it's good to be with you and to be on the same time. I mean, I miss hearing your voice and asking me questions, so... good to be here on this fine Tuesday.
Now, you're not running. You're one of the few people on this radio program that is actually not running for public office because you've got another 2 years left in your term. What have you been doing just over the last 6 weeks relative to the midterms coming up on June 14?
Well, yes, I am one of the lucky ones. I don't have to run this cycle. I'm in midterm. Matter of fact, it will be my last session as a state senator here in the great state. I've enjoyed representing my area and my state and enjoy talking policy with folks. But I've had the pleasure of the last 6 or 7 weeks of trying to help out others to get into the state Senate. I've been tagged by our Senate leader, Senator Settlemyer from North. He's asked me to run the campaigns down here. And so I may not be up for election, but I'm certainly in the middle of all of it, trying to get folks elected, to get them through the primary and then get them through the general. We have a real opportunity to take over the Senate for the Republicans and bring back a lot of balance. I mean, we've got to have a backstop of some sort, and we have a real opportunity to get that accomplished. There's one really hard race and then a couple other races that I think are completely available to us. And I tell you what, every day that goes by, Biden is making it easier and easier for our candidates to win election. I think that he's helping nonpartisans make up their mind on where they want to go.
Can we flip the state Senate? I know it's going to be a really tough slog in the assembly, but what about in the state Senate?
Yes, we can. The hardest race for us would be Senate District Number 9. That's a race that the Democrats have an 11-point advantage. They have an electorate advantage of about 11 points. And that's the hardest one. But right now, across the state, across the nation, actually, the numbers that Joe Biden is producing for his candidates, for his potential slate of candidates, actually puts him at a deficit of minus six. So if you take that number to the 11, and all of a sudden you're down to about 5-point advantage. And the thing that we also think is going to bode well for us is the number of people who are registering, in particular, leaving the Democrat registration party and then coming over to the Republicans. We're at a 2-to-1 advantage, and that's been trending for the last 4 months. So basically, every time somebody leaves one of the two parties, there's one Republican switching over and becoming a Democrat, and there's two Democrats switching over and becoming Republicans. And if that trend holds, what you do is you look at the number of nonpartisan voters that we need to make sure that we capture, and that number goes down as the months go on. I mean, you can project that out to November, and you might have one, I'll give you an example, one district that you need 60% of the nonpartisans. Well, by the time November rolls around, it's probably more like 53% of the nonpartisans will be needed in order to win that race because of that number I gave you, that 2-1. So it's trending really well in our favor, and Biden just doesn't seem to be helping out. Every day he does something that helps our cause out.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. For those that don't know, where is 18?
18 is primarily the Centennial Hills area, the north. As you're leaving the city of Las Vegas and going towards Reno, it's that whole area right there. I have the 215 around Decatur all the way up to is it Decatur? Yeah, I think it's Decatur, and then all the way up to Lone Mountain on the other side, and then lots of areas in between. But that Centennial Hills area.
I want to ask you, because this is important. I've been saying, relative to the gubernatorial race, where we have so many incredible candidates. I mean, there are some really top-quality candidates. I almost wish some of them had run for another office rather than governor. But you've had a chance to vet a lot of candidates for state Senate races. Can you talk about some of the people you've come across? And do you feel the way I do, that we are blessed with a very, very, very incredible bullpen?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't want to disparage anybody. The primary season is a tough one because you got some really good people. And quite frankly, anybody who's willing to put their name out there, they deserve a little bit of respect because they're putting themselves in a vulnerable position. It's not easy to run for politics. So I do appreciate that. But having said that, I just feel like there's sometimes, you know, the 12 years of experience I have, I look at the districts, I look at the folks who are running, and I try to make an evaluation of those who I think would be a great general election candidate to try and take over a seat. And so having done that, like you pointed out, there's a lot of great candidates, but in Senate District 8, where we're trying to make that a pickup, I've actually endorsed and support Joey Palos. His family's been around the Vegas Valley for a long time. I think that should account for something. I think that you have to have some sort of skin in the game when it comes to the district that you represent, and they've been here a long time, know a lot of people.
And by the way, we had a chance to visit with Joey yesterday, and he was very, very impressive.
Yeah, I like his business background. What will make this really interesting is that I hope that he does get through and that he has a chance to take on the incumbent in that race because she was his former kindergarten teacher. That would be an interesting race to watch.
I want to ask you, and this is a story that has been out there, but it's been kind of under the radar a little bit, and that is the story of the firm charged with COVID testing. And it turns out that 96% of their tests were wrong. I mean, how many people got sent home from work because of a positive test that actually was a negative?
So now you're asking a really, well, first of all, I wanted to talk about two other candidates and then move on to that particular question.
Oh, that's fine.
I've got two other candidates I really want, because I just had a sit-down meeting with a couple of them, Tina Brown in District 9, Joey Palos in District 8, and then in District 12, April Arndt. Those are, you know, and I don't take them lightly because they're difficult decisions to make, but those are three great candidates. Can't wait to see them get through. Now, onto this case that's going on, and I know it's only gotten a little bit of traction in the media. Some journalists have done a fantastic job really investigating this. This has got my ire up like nothing else in the recent past. I am livid. And the reason why I'm livid is, look, we have just gone through something that was unprecedented. There was no playbook. As a state legislator, no one said to me, hey, you're probably going to go through an event where the whole state gets shut down. There's an emergency medical emergency called, and the state's going to be shut down. People are going to be sent home. Kids won't be going to school. I mean, all these things happen. And money started pouring into the state. We're talking billions and billions of dollars, not just the CARES Act money or the ARPA money. We're talking about money that came in for medical use. We're talking about money that came in because of unemployment. Dieter got a ton of money. We know that a whole lot of money is coming in from the federal government. And I'm sitting here thinking, I want to help people out because they didn't do anything wrong. You know, some businesses were, you know, I think, arbitrarily, and I still hate saying this, some businesses were deemed as essential and some were said, you know, you're not essential, so you can go home, and you're forced to shut your business down, which I found ludicrous, but here we are. And so they're struggling. And people's health, their public safety was paramount. We exacerbated some of the issues when it comes to housing and other things because of the crisis, the COVID crisis. So we have all this money coming in. We sat in meeting after meeting, whether it's a regular session, whether it was the special session or interim session. And many times we were asked by the administration, the current executive in charge, just give us the money for housing. We'll tell you, we'll check, you know, you can check up on us. We have been reluctant to do so, but in many cases, we knew that we had to get the money to the people to alleviate some of the negative impacts that they've been suffering from COVID. The biggest concern we had was, where's the money going? And can you tell us how it's being used? Keep us up to date. It's been hard. But then this comes along. This is a horrible story, and I hope people realize that we need to push hard on this. There's got to be investigations. Basically, a company was fast-tracked to get priority over other companies that had already been vetted and looked at, and this company was given contracts, and then they parlayed that into other contracts, and then they had shoddy work being done. Red flags were going off all over the place. People were reporting, as you mentioned, 96% of their false negatives were incorrectly diagnosed. That's alarming. But more alarming is the fact that people were ignoring the emails and not checking up on this company. And so we're spending money that could have gone to other places, that could have gone to mental health. We could be using it for housing. We could be using it for a variety of things. But yet this company is making a whole lot of money. Somebody has got to answer. We have got to know exactly where there was a failure, because if it happened here, it could have happened somewhere else already in our system, or it could happen in the future that we'd like to avoid in the future. And so we really do need to push and get an investigation. And I personally am going to be pushing to make sure that we investigate in whatever channel is best suited for this. But I really feel like this is our responsibility, our charge as legislators, because this money was put into our state. We have control of that money. We sent it to certain places. And in some cases, we didn't have any control. We didn't. Some of that money that came in, I believe, from the CARES Act was not under our purview. We did not get that money. It's under the executive. So the executive really, he has to be in charge of what happened to that money. He has to answer for that. I know he said that he'd welcome an investigation. Well, I think that we need to take him up on that and ask for an investigation.
I guess the obvious question is, have you heard from your fellow state senators, the Democrat leadership, as to whether there is going to be some oversight? Are there going to be hearings? What?
No, I haven't heard anything from them so far. I haven't heard a word as to how we're going to proceed. And so, I'll reach out to them and I'll be asking them to find a pathway, because I really feel like we need to know what has been going on, because I don't want to see a repeat. Look, there's already a mistrust of government as it is. It's pervasive. And I think that this is going to exacerbate that as well. I'd like to make sure that people know that we understand. We know that we are here to help, and we are charged with making sure that this money is used properly and that there's no impropriety. And we have to be vigilant on that if we're going to gain the trust of the public again at some future point, because we've got to move forward as a country. And this right here is a very important story that's come out.
More coming up.
I believe it was Jeanette Damon who broke that story, so I want to make sure I gave her credit. That was the first time I read that. So if anybody's looking to find out about this North Shore clinic out of Illinois, make sure you read that story.
Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We've got a gubernatorial debate tomorrow night on Channel 8. We'll talk about what to expect from five gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. And I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss, in fact, in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. It's incredible. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this, then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Good friend. And you have to, as a guy that's dedicated most of your adult life to education in our community, you must be absolutely mortified to see what's going on with CCSD and the latest adventure with that viral video of the school board mom being shut down by the board of trustees, and the fact that this was all about a reading assignment that was profane, pornographic, whatever you want to call it. How does this stuff keep happening to this group?
It keeps happening because we just don't have enough control over what's going on in CCSD. And, you know, quite frankly, my answer to